Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Just have a couple of quick announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. We are going beyond the walls, outside of the walls, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Prophetess Yvonne Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on details on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao. And you can leave her a message there. Also, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under her leadership and has been up under her leadership for several years. I am Minister Elaine, the host of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. The second half of the Hour of Power. Amen. From 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, the first half of the Hour of Power is Prophetess Martha, the Prophetic Corner. She's the host, amen, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. We do hope and pray that you tune in to her show today, coming from Matthew, the 27th chapter. Don't accuse anyone falsely, amen. Touch not God's anointed. Amen. If you missed our live show today, you can go back in the archives and on blogtalkradio.com, Pathetic Corner, and listen to the message there. Or you can go to her Facebook page as well, and her message should be on her Facebook page. Amen. Also, we want to remind you of one word from the Lord. The president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry is the host. She's there every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Standard Time with the word of God upon her tongue. Amen. Glory to God. What an awesome woman of God. Amen. A great leader. Amen. Also, we have Friday night prayer conference call. It's every first Friday of every month. You will receive a word, preach word, worship, and prayer for everyone that's on the line, and that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The next Friday night prayer conference call will be November the 7th at 11 o'clock p.m. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4000, access code 494670#. So you want to make sure that you mess the pound button. You want to make sure that you get that number into your phone. Amen. God is doing great things with the WOW team. Amen. Then also we want to remind you of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry show that's on Saturday. We do hope and pray that you tuned in yesterday to listen in to see what God had to say through the evangelist Bertha Askew yesterday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. She is the host. Amen. Those are all our announcements. Keep those in mind. Amen. If you have any additional information, you want to get connected to the WOW team, just go to Prophetess Yvonne A. Rao page and get the information there. If you want to connect with Prophetess Martha, just go to her Facebook page as well. And also, if you want to get connected to Voice of Truth, you can also find me on my two Facebook pages as well. Amen. Just keep the announcement in mind. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for another day. Father God, we thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for providing. We thank you for watching over us, oh, Father. We thank you for the food that you have given to us. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for making a way out of no way, Father. Father God, we just give you honor and we just give you praise, for you are worthy of all our praises, for you are a God that is able to do all things. That's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Oh God, we know that you are God and there is no other God. We praise your holy name. We exalt your name on high, for you are worthy, 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 worthy of all our praises. Oh God, we just thank you. Oh God, we just thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Father God, for life through Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy, Father. We thank you for all things, because without you, we can do nothing, Father. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will save somebody's soul today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch somebody. Touch them right now, God. Heal them right now, God, for you are a healer, Father. You are a divine healer, Lord. Father God, we just give you praise and honor for saving somebody's soul, Lord. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for the homeless. We pray for those behind prison bars. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray for those that are just going through life struggles, God. We pray that you will just comfort them, Father, in their time of need, oh, Father. Oh, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will call upon your name, Father, just where they are, Father. If they would just say, Jesus, 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 I need you. I can't make it on my own. Call on the name of Jesus, because he hears the prayer of his children. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he hears the prayer, a sinner's prayer, when they're praying for salvation, when they're praying to be saved, for their souls to be saved. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for saving a soul, Lord. Father God, we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Father. It's not about us, Father, but it's about you, God. Oh, God, we just praise you. We love you. We glorify your name, Father. Thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that brought forth healing, brought forth deliverance, brought forth salvation, brought forth grace, and everything that we needed in you, Father. Oh, God, we just praise you. We just praise you. We just praise you. We worship you and we adore you. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. For he is worthy of all our praises. There is no other God. Ah, hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God that we serve. Those that serve the true and living God. Amen. You know, there's many gods, but hallelujah to Jesus, the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the universe. Hallelujah to Jesus. The one that loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son, that we might have life in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, just praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for Jesus and what Jesus has already done at the cross for our salvation, that our soul might be saved. Amen. The message will be coming from Luke today. Amen. Luke, the 16th chapter. Amen. Luke, the 16th chapter. Amen. We'll be coming from the King James Version today. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I'm going to begin reading at the 19th verse. But in your devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter so that you can get a revelation of the word of God and what God is saying to you in his word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm in Luke, the 16th chapter, starting at verse number 19. And the word of God reads, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dog came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Hallelujah. And verse 23 in Luke 16 says, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. And Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in this thy life receivest thou good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted. Hallelujah. And thou art tormented. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, he said to Abraham, hallelujah to Jesus, that he wanted Lazarus, hallelujah, to dip his finger in the water and to cool his tongue because he was being tormented in the flame. But Abraham said to him, son, hallelujah, do you remember the lifestyle that you live? You receive the good things, in other words. But Lazarus received the evil thing. Hallelujah. The title of the message today is True Riches. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about some true riches. You know, I'm just an old Southern girl down here in Alabama. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the scripture just told us, hallelujah to Jesus, that the rich man, it don't give us a name about the rich man, but it just said that he was a rich man. But being that I'm a Southern girl, and sometimes we talk, and we say, poor. So Lazarus was a poor man. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, we're going to talk about the haves and the have-nots today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. When we look at the scriptures, hallelujah to Jesus, it lets us know that the rich man had the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. Hallelujah to Jesus. He was living for the weekend. He was living in luxury. He had everything that he needed. He had the money. He had the honey. He had the fine clothes and linen. He had the finest of shoes. Glory to God. He had the finest palace. Hallelujah to Jesus, because that's what they call them. They call them palace back then. Hallelujah to Jesus. And not only that, they didn't have the cars like we have today, but I can imagine that he probably had the finest carriage with the finest horses to carry him around. Hallelujah to Jesus. He had everything that he needed in this life. Now, he was rich. He was rich in the world's way of thinking that he was rich because he had everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But when we look at Lazarus, hallelujah to Jesus, Lazarus was a poor. Remember I said I'm going to say poor? He was a poor man. In other words, he didn't have nothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And in the sight of the world and in the world way of thinking of things, this man was nothing unto the world. He may have even been a homeless man, didn't have nowhere to go. He didn't have food because the Bible says he was wanting the crumb off the rich man's table. But the rich man wouldn't even give him the crumb off the table when he could have bought him some food. He could have gave him a plate of food. He could have gave him the leftover, but he didn't give him nothing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says even to us that the dogs even care more for the poor man because the dogs came and bit your sores. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, the haves and the have not. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we, hallelujah, must know that true riches are not in the things of the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. That there was one thing that the rich man and the poor man Lazarus had in common, and it was death. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because one thing that we know, that each one of us is going to die a physical death. Hallelujah to Jesus. We're going to leave this world. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God. I can remember my mother always saying, the soul goes back to God that giveth. Hallelujah to Jesus. The soul goes back to the Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for your holy word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. In this life, hallelujah to Jesus. We have those that we think is all of that. We have the big shots, and we have those that we look at as nobody. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the word of God says, and the word of God declares, hallelujah to Jesus, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the scripture just told us, even though Lazarus, hallelujah to Jesus, was a poor man and didn't have nothing, when he laid down and closed his eyes, glory to God, now, he was in the hands of the Lord. Now, he was in Abraham's bosom. Now, hallelujah to Jesus. Now, glory, hallelujah. Because, see, when we look at riches, we don't look at the true thing. Now, hallelujah to Jesus. We don't look at the soul and the spirit. Now, the one thing that I can tell you, hallelujah to Jesus, is that Lazarus may have been poor as far as the world could see, and in the earthly things, he didn't have a lot of material things, but he was rich in Jesus. He knew who God was. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the rich man, he had the life. He had everything that he needed. He was living the expensive life because he had everything that he needed. He had the luxury. He had the friends. He had the finance of bedding and clothing and all of those things. But he didn't know Jesus, and he didn't belong to Jesus, and that made him poor. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Even though he had everything that the world says you have, that you should have to be rich, it was not the true richness. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because when you are rich in your spirit, and your spirit is prospering in the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah, the last shall be first. Because, see, many of us are looking at riches in another way. Hallelujah to Jesus. But true riches only come through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lazarus was rich. Hallelujah to Jesus, because he was in the bosom of Abraham. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the rich man, hallelujah, what it said about the rich man? It said the rich man died and he was buried. Oh, God, in another. Amen. He died and he was put in the grave, and his soul was dead. His spirit was dead because he did not know who Jesus was. He didn't know who God was. He didn't belong to God. He didn't live for God. He didn't obey for God, because he was living for the world and what the world says that makes you rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His sin. Hallelujah. He was living in sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was not rich in his spirit. He was not rich. He was not prosperous. See, true prosperity is in Jesus Christ. It's not in the material things in the world that will fade away. That will rust, as the Bible says, where rust and moth does corrupt. Don't store up the treasures here. Because you're gonna lay down and you're gonna leave this world and you're gonna leave all that stuff behind. But your soul, glory, Hallelujah. You need to be rich in your soul. You ought to want to be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. But most people don't want the true riches. They don't want Jesus. Jesus is the true riches. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, they're doing everything. You're doing everything that you can to get rich. Playing the lottery, playing the dogs. We playing everything. Playing illegal gambling. All kind of stuff. Trying to get rich quickly. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. But Jesus Christ came that you might have life in him and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. True riches only come through Jesus. Not by the things of the world, not by the way of the world, not by the world's money, but by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Even though Lazarus may have been poor in the world, in that lifestyle of the world, his soul was rich in Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Jesus. The true riches. Peace. Love. Joy. Happiness. Your soul being saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. Being healed and delivered and set free. Everything you need is in Jesus. True riches. Hallelujah. The world can't give you that. Jesus. Hallelujah. If it would, if the world could do it, why are so many rich people taking their own lives? But they got money, 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 but yet they're not happy. Yet they don't have peace. Yet they don't have joy because they don't have the true riches. They don't have Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is the true riches. When you know who Jesus is, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's only in Jesus. Glory to God. I know that you have heard and seen where some of the rich and famous have taken their lives, their own lives, or killed them all self by the things that they were doing in the world. Because why? Because the money could buy it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. True riches is in Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. True happiness, love, peace, and joy comes only through Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our souls need to prosper in Christ Jesus, not in the worldly things that's not eternal and don't have any eternal value. Now, when we look at Lazarus, we know that he suffered in the world. He was afflicted, and he had nothing as far as the physical eye could see. But when he died, hallelujah to Jesus, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Lazarus had the true riches. He knew the Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because a person, when we look at the rich man, because he was a rich man, did not mean that he knew God. He didn't know God. Because if he had a new God, he would have fed Lazarus. If he really knew God, he would have helped Lazarus get somewhere to stay. He would have did something for him. He would have did something. Lazarus said, I just want the crumb. Just give me the crumb. Just give me the crumb. If this rich man was truly rich in his spirit, he would have had a heart of compassion for others. Glory to God. It wouldn't have been just about him. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And you can just imagine that he had a table full of food with all kind of fine china. Hallelujah. But he wouldn't even help Lazarus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The rich man, an ungodly man. Lazarus, a godly man. Hallelujah. Belonging to the Lord. His soul went back to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. For he is able to do just what he said he could do. As I was studying this message, the true riches, Jesus Christ is the true rich, the true riches of life. If you miss him, you can gain the whole world, but you're going to lose your soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lazarus was rich in his spirit, for he knew God for himself. You got to know God for yourself. Can't nobody do it for you. When you get ready to leave this world, you're going to go by yourself, just like you came in here by yourself. And you must know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. You got to know for real who is the true riches, and that's Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus, because money can't buy it. Hallelujah to Jesus. It cannot buy it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't make it your God. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not a sin to be rich. Don't get it twisted. It's not a sin to be rich. It's not a sin. But the sin comes when you don't obey God. The sin comes when you're living in all kind of sin. Adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, whoremonger, same-sex relationship, all of these types of sin. Ain't nothing wrong with being rich. Hallelujah. But you don't want to just be rich in this world. You want to be rich in your spirit. So when you lay down and close your eyes, you are no that you're going to heaven, and you're going to be in the bosom of Abraham. You're going to be with the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. You're going to have a smile on your face when you go out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know that when you're rich in your spirit and you truly know the Lord, you don't fear death anymore. I'm a true and living witness. People that don't know God and not rich in their spirit, they fear death because they don't know Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One thing about this message and the scriptures is that it was another story or another set of scriptures that talks about Lazarus. And it's kind of ironic. Was Lazarus a poor man? But then the Bible also tells us about how Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, Lazarus was in that cave, buried in that cave for 4 days. But Jesus called his name, glory to God, because he was rich in Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus loved it, Lazarus. Hallelujah. Ain't that something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited about telling you about it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Think about it. Lazarus, in this set of scriptures, he died and he was in Abraham's bosom. Then the other set of scriptures, glory to God, Lazarus was in the grave, had been in there 4 days, and Jesus raised him from the dead. Glory to God. What you say? Glory to God. Being rich in your spirit, being rich in the word, knowing the word, obeying the word, living by the word. Glory to God. Your soul need to be rich in the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be last in this life. than to be first and don't know Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. We got to get out of here. True riches only come through Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, if you will say this prayer, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ, amen. Know that true riches and prosperity come through Jesus Christ. He is the true riches of life. Hallelujah. Don't let your soul be lost. Hallelujah. Don't let your soul be poor in the spirit. Hallelujah. Let it be rich in Jesus. Let it be rich in the word. Amen. Glory to God. We got to get out of here. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you, Father, before the presence of his glory with the exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, giving all honor and glory to the Almighty God. Amen, amen.